We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Parents, I need to know if this is a thought that every expectant parent has. I'm guessing at least to some degree. Like, everyone has the anxiety of, what kind of parent am I going to be?
I hope I don't completely screw them up.
Right, because that's the nightmare. Like, what if I suck?
Yeah.
You know, and even if you feel like, yeah, it's probably going to be fine, it's still in the back of your head, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I've been thinking about lately. I've been thinking a lot about, of course, with the baby on the way, doing all the baby things we're doing, nursery's finally finished, kind of in waiting mode at this point. I don't know. That's something I've been thinking a lot about. But there's something that's kind of been bugging me.
Okay.
And I think it's weird that it bugs me.
You feel guilty that it bugs you?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit, yeah. Because again, the last thing anyone wants to be is a bad parent, right?
Of course.
I'm curious if this thought is normal. A lot of people have been telling me or telling my fiance, St. Courtney, that they think that I'm going to be a great dad. Like even, and thank you. Like texters have even said, like, Corey's going to be a great dad. And it's a wonderful compliment. It is. But also in a weird way, it's making me feel more anxious.
Really?
I don't know. Is this strange? Is this like what people usually struggle with when they hear things like that with a kid on the way? Like a part of me wants to be like, well, why?
Tell me why.
Why do you think that?
How do you know?
And with so many people telling you that you're going to be great at something, it kind of makes you question yourself a little bit more than even before. And you know me. You know my love, my mantra in life of lowered expectations.
Lower expectations.
Pleasantly surprising people. This goes completely against that.
Yeah, it does. It does. You don't want to, right, because if the expectations are high that, oh, you're going to be a great dad, then it's like there's more pressure for you to fulfill that. When really, of course, what they're saying is just naturally, like, just by being you and being the way you are, you will by default be a good dad. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, no, I get that it's a compliment, and that's why I feel weird about almost complaining about it. But like, no, don't tell me I'm going to be a great dad.
I mean, it's got to be, I would say almost every parent that cares anyway is worried that they're not going to be a good parent.
It's a good thing to have that thought.
Yes, absolutely. You're probably ahead of the game just by worrying. I mean, you know, for me personally, I think like, you know, kids are down the line for me, but nevertheless, I think, oh my God, you know, I just don't want to mess them up. Like,
because
I think when you're growing up, you think, when you're little, you think your parents know everything because they are parents.
Oh, sure. They're superheroes in your eyes, right?
Yeah. But then you grow up, you get older, and as an adult, you realize, oh, wait, anyone can have kids. Anyone can have kids. There is no like test you pass. There's nothing that makes you qualified to have a kid.
Right.
You just reproduce. That's it. So then it's like, oh, my God, am I qualified? Are my issues that I have going to completely mess up my kid?
And to say that, like, I'm qualified to raise a human life.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's an insane thing to boast about.
It is.
Like, I hope, but I can't say with certainty.
Yeah.
And I don't know, parents, 222-9800 or the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. Did you feel this way if people told you that you're going to be a great dad, you're going to be a great mom? Did it almost make you feel more anxious? Or is that just me and in my like confidence issues? Because I guess it could be that too.
Michelle on Facebook just said, everyone said I'd be a terrible mom and shouldn't have kids. My son is 4 years old and thinks I'm the coolest. Screw everybody else.
Really? Like, honestly, in a weird way, I almost wish it was more like that.
Because then you would be motivated to prove them wrong.
Well, that, and then if I'm just like just okay, then I'm not a disappointment. But like if I'm not the best, like I feel like if I'm not the best dad ever, and trust me, I aspire to be and I want to be and I hope I am. That's a lot of pressure. 222-9800. Jen's on the phone. Jen, have you experienced this too? Is this normal?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm not the only one who's experienced this.
Sorry?
Said I'm not the only person that's experienced this.
Absolutely not.
Okay, all right, thank God. How did it make you feel and how did you deal with it?
So, I think this is my advice and this is what you paid for it. But the fact that you're already worried means you're already going to be a great parent.
No.
If you're not worried, then there's a problem.
Those are the ones to watch out for.
Oh, gosh. That's so true. Yeah. If somebody's like, I got this in the bag.
Yeah.
So parenting.
The overconfidence.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Everybody deals with, you know, you do the best you can with what you've got.
Sure.
And you and your wife are going to have the strongest bond with this child. And the only thing you can do is have some confidence in yourself, because everybody's going to have advice on how to raise this baby. But
sure.
You and her are going to know what's best.
Well, thank you for the kind words. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bunch of texts coming through. Clip the XY Safe text line at 69822. This one, no matter what other people think about your parenting style, you will be the best dad ever in your child's eyes.
Aww.
And that's all that matters. I've seen a lot of that coming through.
Yeah.
222-9800. Carlos from Shortsville. What's going on, bud?
Nothing much. Listen, man, I'm going to let you know right now. When I had my first son, I was scared out of my mind. And everyone was like, Carlos, you're going to be a good dad. You're going to be a good dad.
Did it freak you out?
Oh, it freaked me out.
Okay, good. So this is not just me, because people on text line are saying I'm crazy, and it's just words of encouragement.
Aww.
No, you're going to freak out, because you know what? I have the same thought. You're like, I don't know if I'm going to be a good dad. I know
how.
Because
it makes you question yourself even more. Like, think about it in any other situation in life. Like, let's say, like, sports, for example.
Yeah.
If someone tells you that you're going to be the best basketball player and you're going to have the best basketball game of your life.
Right.
If you don't reach those astronomically high aspirations, then you're a failure.
Yeah. Well, and I'm always scared of jinxing it. Like when my parents would tell me I was going to do great on my finals,
right?
When I was in school, I was like, oh God, don't say that. Now I'm going to fail because you said that.
As opposed to just kind of like doing your thing and doing the best you can.
Yeah.
And if you're great, you're great. And if you're not, I'm like, well, you know, I'm still pretty good.
Yeah.
Listen, my best advice to you, and this is the one that I live by.
Yes.
Take a deep breath. Take each day one at a time. And I promise you, it gets easier.
Okay.
Because no one gives you a manual.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, the things you're going to learn real quick, and it's going to be funny, it's going to be stressful, but you're going to laugh about it and be like, I got this.
All right. Thank you. That does make me feel a little better. It does. I appreciate it. Thank
you,
Carlos. Have a great one, bud.
You too. Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye.
See you.
Oh, goodness. Corey, I just want to pitch in my own little words of wisdom.
Okay, sure. I'm open.
Corey, you are going to be the absolute worst scum of the earth, dirtbag, embarrassment of a deadbeat dad father the world has ever seen. You feel better?
I thought I might, but now it actually kind of hurts a little bit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.